The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Here we go, guys. Here I go again.
You have the right to free speech.
This is try number two. First time I did not have the memory card in. Classic, right? So weird, I get in my head about these things. You know, doing this intro outro is more stressful than doing the podcast. I mean, I guess it is somewhat of a permanent record, right, that I'm putting out there, so that's something. But I was thinking about it, and I just get in my head. I literally had to give myself a pep talk. I was like, dude, this is your thing, which it is, by the way. It's literally my thing. Like, I figured out how to do it completely by myself. I mean, yes, there were people who led the way. And I was able to see what they had done. But it's my thing. There's nobody in here. Just me and Kitty. Kitty, say hi. I don't know. She's usually pretty talkative. Point being is, I feel like a bit of a head case sometimes. And I think that's the thing about the podcast. The podcast is nice because, you know, you're talking to people. It seems like, especially with COVID, it's just like we're alone so much. You know what I mean? And then the online environment, that's fucking toxic for a lot of it, which is, I think somewhat our own fault. I think it's cyclical in its data pattern. But regardless, that place is a fucking shithole. You never want to talk, which made me think you feel almost alone when you're online, right? Because you can't say shit anymore. And if you can't say things, then you're really kind of alone anyway, aren't you? I just wish people would talk to each other instead of condemn, you know? Condemnation. Maybe when there's a crime, but a thought crime? Either way, that's enough dribble for the beginning of the episode. We have number 958 BC. This is a good one, guys. Andy Stuchel, the return. I believe he's been on once, but it was during the social distancing era. In studio, Andy Stuchel, the Stooge. Jared Helfer, one of your favorite regulars, and the always indomitable Trevor Austin and myself. But we do have a sponsor today, guys. Today's sponsor, Kitty Diggins. Do you have cats? I got a kitty. And I'll tell you what she's digging. Kitty Diggins. Now, you buy it, I believe, at Target or Jiggle, store for Giant Eagle, which is the grocery mart here in Pittsburgh, folks. But Kitty Diggins is your standard clay litter, right? And you're saying, Aaron, standard clay litter? Gross. Get some clumpers. Get some centers, get some blah, blah, blah. But hear me out, okay? Kitty Diggins soaks it up. There's a reason we went with clay litter in the first place, right? But here's the hack, guys. The hack is this. You go to the cleaning section and you get that stuff you sprinkle on your rug for pet odor. One box of that will last you, I don't know, 3 40-pound bags of litter. Change the litter, you sprinkle it in. Anyway, Kitty Diggins, I dig it. Available at your local Jiggle. All right, guys, that was it. That's the intro. Let's get into the segment with Andy Stuchel, Jared Helfer, Trevor Austin, and myself, Aaron Douglas. Ding.
Okay.
This would be good. We're starting off.
Jared, are you even talking?
Yes.
Now I have heard your voice. Okay, that's good. It does register. I was just writing a few things down.
Yeah. All right. Andy Stuchel, Jared Helfer, Trevor Austin on the Aaron Douglas Hour.
Is that a role? It It's a regular episode, dude.
Regular
episode.
It's the Rolling Stones shirt. You know, obscure band, right?
Well, no one's even... I mean, I wouldn't call me a bandwagon guy, you know? You're on the cutting edge.
Yeah, it's definitely... It's like blue. You're not used to seeing that. It's definitely like in a different shade.
Stooch couldn't resist the Rolling Rock. He just says...
And the Rolling Stone.
He can't... Hey, what the fuck? I can't believe it. That's perfect. Anyway.
Are you rolling?
I can't believe I never knew there was a Rolling Rock, Rolling Stones, like, parallel.
I think there could be one.
It's just the first not, word.
Not such a revelation since Hams meant ham also.
John Hamm, the actor?
Rolling Stone. Rolling Rock. Come on, Rock Stone.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
What about... God damn it. Am I... damn it. Well, yeah, I guess. It's...
Yeah.
So
speaking of being on a roll...
I used to have a Rolling Stones... Rock. What is it called? Three-quarter sleeve shirt from... actual concert in 1982 where supposedly I was at the concert in utero when my mom bought the shirt.
How cool.
Ooh.
And I wore that shirt forever. One of those fucking kick acid shirts that like you can like stretch, you can see through them, you know what I mean? But it was naturally aged, you know?
Yeah.
But then I wore it to this... no! It was a jersey. Everybody had their Rolling Stone jerseys. No, but I wore it to a Blink-182, Phoenix TX, and Bad Religion concert in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it got all destroyed in the mosh pit because it didn't have the physical integrity anymore. You know what I mean? But at that concert, one of the funniest things...
Yeah, that's more like a 1987, 82 Rolling Stones shirt vibe.
Well, yeah. 82 just can't hold up. But 86 was a good year for Rolling Stones shirts.
Yeah.
But all that aside...
That album, Dirty Work, is pretty good.
Was that Missing? Came out in 86. Was that Tattoo?
Oh, that was 86?
Was that the late period? Yeah, listen to like all their stuff.
What period? 80-something? I don't know. What was the golden era of the Rolling Stones?
70s.
70s.
Yeah.
Was it 70s?
Early 70s. All the Coke.
Even 60s, yeah.
All the Coke.
They were Don Altamont, dude.
Yeah.
Late 60s. Probably 69. When Altamont, that person got killed, that's when it ended.
Yeah, that's
when a lot of shit went awry.
So they were on the downslide before I was even born.
Well, that's the thing, man. They still have the longevity. You know, they have some stuff even all the way into the 80s. It's pretty fucking cool.
I think he was doing like Dancing in the Streets.
Right? Oh, that's humiliating.
Yeah, that's not good. We said good stuff.
Yeah.
That's when it got good.
Yeah, right.
It's just getting good now. Because it's like a magic... thing. It's like watching someone juggle.
There's coolies here if you want.
It's watching the Rolling Stones is like watching someone juggle with like chainsaws. What? Like a blind man juggling with chainsaws. Because like you're like Mick Jagger, he's so old, he's gonna die.
It's true. It's like, true.
I could watch them,
but he never does. It's magic.
It's like watching a porcelain doll dance on stage.
His dancing makes
oh god, I hope he doesn't fall down.
Yeah,
his dancing makes no sense, but his confidence is just like if he were a Madden player, his confidence would get the 100 score.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Dude, he's moving around so gay out there, fucking everybody's wife, dude. Yes. What a baller move.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, man. Dude, he flutters up to you like the little Dr. Pepper fairy and then fucks your wife.
Yeah.
What's the other dude that the guitarist won?
What?
The guitarist for the band? What's his name? Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
He's a billion, dude.
He's the man of the
relationship. I dig him.
Yeah, everybody thinks that he's like... the physical oddity, like Iggy Pop, you know, he's still alive, but he was just dosed up on everything he could his whole life, you know what I mean?
It probably increased his longevity.
You think so?
Yeah, increased
made him a stronger man.
Stress-free.
Because once you get over the peak, like you're in space, kind of.
He learned how to ride the plateau.
You
thought he was stronger than the trajectory. That's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. He made it.
He survived. Is there one drug that he hasn't done?
Probably, man. There's a lot of shit out there. Probably some sort of blood pressure medication.
I don't know.
Adrenochrome.
GORP. Whatever.
No, he's on it. GORP. Yeah,
whatever it's called.
No, we've all done GORP. It's been in the water.
Is that what we called it? Or is it GLURM or something?
GLORP, I thought.
GLORP.
It's the GLURM company. it's GLURM company. Which
it's under
GLURM
the GLURM umbrella.
Which is... no one even knows how high this goes.
Yeah.
Do you know what my
there's levels.
Do you know what my favorite product of the GLURM Corp is? All the
don't
fish.
Make me choose. That is amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Did you hear his promo? It was so good.
Oh no!
You have to go grab last week's episode. Yeah. It was freaking dope. It was the Glurm Corp. It was Casper at Glurm Corp.
Yeah, Casper at Glurm Corp.
But you introduced us, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That will be one of the greatest regrets of my life.
What is
the once we cut you out, yeah.
The Glurm Corp.
Andy just got here. Glurm Corp.
It's kind of like a DuPont.
Jared's lost his mind.
We've taken him on as a sponsor.
He created this elaborate umbrella factory.
He's gotten us a sponsor.
I'm trying to explain it to Stooch so he knows what to do. Jared invented a company. We all pretend it's real, and it's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Exactly. Now you're in. Okay. I broke the fourth wall.
I think Aaron knew about it before I did.
Yeah. I've always used their products, but I never thought they would come on as a sponsor.
Yeah. It's really humbling.
Yeah.
It's real subtle, you know? It's like in your kitchen, you know, in your bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, they're actually like taking you guys to the cleaners. Appliance.
Yeah, I mean.
I wouldn't trust a corporation that size.
Can you believe they only charge us $200 an episode?
Exactly.
That's nothing.
And they're supposed to be paying.
And they put us
the
clickable link in the map part of their website.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's a lot going on.
You just wait till the Glurm listens come in. Then you're gonna be eating your fucking words.
I can say is big
you're
boobs.
Gonna be eating your
Not
words
since Amway has there been a better deal.
You're gonna be eating your gorp right soon.
I got hustled into an Amway event once.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
I thought Amway was extinct.
It's still there.
Herbalife was the one I know.
Instead of like dish soap, you know what I mean? They do apps now. It's just apps. And was that like a church?
What?
Is that like an abandoned church?
Appetizers?
That's always good.
I met this guy at the gym.
Wait, they're
like,
selling appetizers?
No, apps. Like an app phone on apps. Your phone, yeah.
What's Amway? I don't think I've ever heard.
It's Amway's like a game from like the 90s. Yeah.
It's like better Tupperware.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. They're for health supplements now is the most common, like Herbalife. And I have a buddy who got dragged to an Herbalife conference by a really pretty girl. And when he got there, she was there with her boyfriend. And he was like, great, I have to sit here through this fucking Herbalife thing. It was Mark. He was so pissed.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's Stooge, amazing.
So you said they sold soap? Amway sold soap? Is that correct?
Back in the day.
Is that true?
Dish soap. Originally back in like the 80s, I believe. Wow. But then
they're changing the business model around.
So everyone's on the apps now. You know, I'm making an app. Check out my cool app.
Sell this app.
What's their app?
Does the app clean your dishes?
They didn't talk to me about dish soap at all. It was just more like, you know, get people... You know, you get sponsors for your business. It's usually like a young couple, like family. Yeah. It's weird how they just pull you in. Everybody's just weird about it. You know, it's weird vibes. I just did it because I wanted to dabble. You know, just for the experience.
Just
to check it out. And once I saw I was at a church, what these people were talking about, I'm like, nobody here is talking about anything.
You know? So fucking let us in. How do we get in on this shit?
Usually you can find them. You can find people like that supporting at your local gym, LA Fitness. You know,
that's
a lot
where
of people,
those people thrive.
A lot of people that aren't very bright are just walking around looking, hey, what's up, bro? And then they start talking.
That's not us. We're super bright.
They give you the pitch.
That's why we'd be able to sell this dish
right.
soap app.
That's right. See?
Real good, right?
Dude. Dude, I'm just saying, so two guys like
we're
us.
We're not going to be like the dopes.
Exactly. We're not going to be in the gym trying to clean weights with it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to do it smart.
That's right.
Dude,
that's,
the way I look at it is,
we've
two
got
years
an
from,
angle, and that's what's important.
Exactly. Dude, 2 years from today, we could be owning a timeshare if we play
that's
it
what
in right.
That's
if
what I'm saying,
right.
dude.
Yeah. And, I want to own multiple properties. I want to have like a boat for no reason that has holes in it.
Yeah.
Just to have it sitting. Just to have it sitting like right behind like a big
You know who our key demographic will be? Veterans.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, especially like wounded ones who can't use their arms because they'll need the app.
WW1 veterans.
Yes, yeah. World War
I've
One.
Heard,
veterans.
Yeah, I've read stuff about Wounded Warrior Project. That's also a scheme. They pay very high salaries to their reps.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
It's
man.
All I don't donate to anything.
I give money to the homeless.
I give
like,
money to the
hand yeah. to hand so I can see where they spend it.
100. See, I started a fake charity. That's the game. That's the idea.
Exactly. As long as you give some of your profits to charity, you're technically a charity.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I think
charities
so.
Are a scheme in the multi-level scheme of themselves. You know, you could just
Yeah.
Just whack each other
off. I like it because at least you choose where your taxes go. You know what I mean?
That is the weird thing about, like, the Beirut thing happened.
Truth to power, bro.
Well, it's like the Beirut thing happened. And you, like, you
what warned, Beirut thing?
The explosion.
Oh, there was an explosion.
Yeah. Might have heard about it. Everybody with
I heard it from
a
here.
1,000 miles.
It was, like it was like a nuke.
They said it was the largest conventional explosion ever recorded.
Yeah.
So it was just sub nuke. Like
without a volcano.
Like when the president was like, "We're gonna drop the biggest bomb on Syria," like, and it was the biggest bomb we'd ever dropped. It made that look like bullshit.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I thought Hiroshima and Nagasaki were pretty bad.
Well, those were nuclear. They were non-conventional bombs.
This is just like a bunch of, what was it? Like 2,500 tons?
I don't know.
What was it?
I'm
not going to believe
it's the same thing they blew up the Oklahoma City building with. Whatever that shit is.
Yeah.
What was that called?
That crap. It's like some kind of nitrate or something. Yeah. The ammonia like nitrate or something.
Yeah. So what, were they like moving? They just like moving shit around the
dock? It makes me feel better about having only a ton of ammonia.
It's a crazy coincidence. So what happened was some Russians were sailing a substandard vessel, as you might suspect Russians to do. And they were bringing in a ton of ammonium nitrate explosive, as you would suspect Russians might do. So they bring the ship to harbor, and the harbor master says, "This ship is not up to speed to bring that in. You can't unload." So the crew just gets off and leaves the ship.
Beirut's a port city.
Yeah. So they just get off, get on another ship, and take off back to Russia. They leave 200 fucking million tons or whatever of this shit.
2,500 tons.
Yeah. And it was left there for 6 years before somebody farted on a candle and some shit went wild.
That's insane.
Yeah, dude.
It's insane.
And just because some dudes are like, "Well, fuck it, you keep our bomb. You want to stop us from delivering it?"
And people for years were like, "Hey, how about that 2,500 tons of ammonium nitrate? Yeah. Can we move that?" They were like, "Oh, we'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll do it tomorrow. We got a lot of
it's sitting there. Nothing's gonna happen to it. Yeah. You know." I locked the door.
It's been there for a year.
I got
think
a meeting
fine.
At 3, and then
you think the Joker?
I got to catch up on.
Or what if it was a workplace?
The Joker was behind it?
What if it was a workplace dare? Like, "Yo, dude, go in there and blow that shit up. You won't do it. If you do it, dude, I'll buy you lunch for a week."
Maybe.
Yeah, go blow it up, dude.
Maybe.
And it's just like a guy, like a Stifler character who's like, "Oh, all right." You know?
I like
that
scenario. Stifler.
Yeah. Big fan.
Lebanon pie, I guess.
Stifler.
What's the pie of Lebanon? Baklava?
What is the pie of baklava?
Lebanese baklava.
What would he F?
Yeah. I got the Dice album on vinyl here.
It's
playing throughout this house like 3 times a week.
That's hilarious.
Dude, I come in here all the time and hear nothing but fucking
a lot of Dice. Day of the Laughter Died is one of the funniest.
I know, you can't find that on vinyl.
It's hard to find. Like, stuff gets deleted, like, on the internet and stuff, but I could listen to him doing a Richard Nixon. He's like, "I'm Richard Nixon in that ass." It's so fucking funny, dude.
There's this one thing, and it's not funny at all, but it's so funny because it's not funny. It's I think it's on that album, but like, he starts talking to this couple, and every other sentence he finishes it with the word "back." Like, for some reason.
Yeah, our back.
She's
get
like,
it?
"Don't you get it? I'm bringing it back. She's on the back." And then the guy, and it doesn't make any sense. And he just
there's
says
nobody
it.
There.
He crickets. Says it over and over and over again to this couple until they're just befuddled and like frazzled at the edges. I don't know. I think it's hilarious to watch.
He goes, "You get this bit? You think I do?"
Oh, Stooch, I wanted to tell you. Cindy said one of her favorite. I don't know if this is like a backhanded compliment or what. She goes, "Tell Stooch one of my favorite bits was that time he just chewed gum for a minute."
but that was at Bobby D, and I just started like,
it was awesome.
I started off just not saying that. That was the funniest part of the whole set. It was when I didn't say anything. That's amazing.
Yeah, he would get to a point where he was almost saying something, and then he'd just go back to. He'd pause for
that's
a second.
Incredible.
It was great. It was fucking awesome.
Silence is powerful.
Whose show?
Non-performing is powerful.
Whose show is that?
That was Bosco.
Yeah, Mike Bosco. Shout out Mike Bosco.
Yeah, because like being comfortable on stage.
Yeah.
Like people will usually accept like whatever is going on in front of them. Yeah. Like especially if you're on a stage.
Yeah.
Like you just go like, all right, this is the show now.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to look like comedy or look like.
As long as it's entertaining for a little while.
Yeah.
And you can get to the joke eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's captivating, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I'd prefer if it was some jokes since it was advertised as a comedy show.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Like, is it funny? You know, like some stuff, like if you do that in a certain setting, it'll just be like, well, this isn't what we're here for. But like, if you're at a bar or a restaurant, you're watching alt comedy from a bunch of fucking beginners and you'll see some anti-comedy that's hilarious. There have been some bombs that have turned into such great sets, like, because of that.
Oh, so it was cringeworthy.
Like, not always, though. Like, sometimes, like, I've seen bombs that turn into really great sets because, like, you'll just see a guy give up on it, you know?
Yeah.
And then he turns out, like, composing himself. The real person, the last 60 seconds turn out really, really good.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Because he acknowledges the bomb or whatever. Right. You know what I mean? There are sets where people are just talking over you, so you're only performing for three people paying attention, and you have to, like, kind of factor that in. Like, all right, I'll just do something stupid for you three people.
Yeah.
It's not, like, stage ready. It's hard to explain. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, it's weird. Like,
I don't know what I'm talking about. That was clear.
Like, if you're fucking up, it seems like if you're trying too hard, like, that's when, that's when people are like, what is this? And then as soon as you go, like, well, this sucks, that's usually, like, half the time, that's my biggest.
I think it's mostly the disconnect. Like, the try hard can be a disconnect, but also, like, I'll have times where I'm up on stage and I know the bit so well that I'll literally be thinking about something else while I say that, you know?
Yeah.
And I can tell it's not going to land as well just because I'm not there performing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I'm
just thinking about the next thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just saying words. There's nothing like behind.
Yeah, there, exactly. There's no.
It's so weird. It's a very hard.
There's no straight on communication. It's more of a speech.
Rhythm or something like that? Or like
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Somehow people could tell if you're talking to them or just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird how. Like, that's half of, like, getting your mind ready, like, beforehand.
Yeah.
Just like, trying to make...
Remember when we did comedy?
Stupid. No.
Yeah. Friday night was a lot of fun.
There was nothing in...
That's true, man. Once... I'm sorry. You were there Friday last... Yeah.
So I was there actually, Friday. Fight Club.
Yeah, that's right.
Never mind.
Well, we all hung out on Friday, and we all had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Nice. We did a little private... show and it was a blast.
Oh, well, see,
but
look,
no here, we didn't
here's the guy.
So here's the thing
and it was a show
no it was fine but
the governor came. It was amazing.
Peduto was there.
The Trump tweeting the few opportunities we've had randomly at random places to do a little bit of comedy over quarantine, I remember getting on being like, fuck, like, I am so rusty. And, like, we did one 2 months in, and I was like, man, I was really rusty, but it actually went really well. I was, like, pleasantly surprised, and then we shut down again. And another 2 months go by, and, like, I had, you know, out of the four or five times we've done that, all but one, I was pleasantly surprised at how easy it was to try to get back into, like, a comfort voice.
Okay. If I know what I'm saying,
like,
I can do that.
I guess, to an extent, it's like riding a bike. Like, there will be rust, but you will pick up right where you left off. Like, the longer you're up there, you just kind of get used to. You get one laugh, and all of a sudden,
The stress
it's
goes
not
away.
Like you're starting over. You know what I mean? Like, muscle memory comes back. So, like, you might have two, three bad sets at the beginning, but as soon as you get like a laugh or two, your brain kind of picks up almost where we left off.
Yeah.
Just rub it in that I don't get any laughs.
Yeah, you can't do any like that.
I didn't see your set. I had a couple of those nights went horrible, but like even though the audience wasn't digging it, I even felt like, okay, I'm comfortable. You know, like it wasn't a discouraging bomb by
it's about
any
getting
means.
That
like
lifetime,
I can
baby.
You can talk in front of a microphone. Yeah, we just gotta get the reps back. It's who knows when, dude.
There's nothing going on.
I wanna be doing newer stuff when I go out though, and that makes it, I don't know. I always get to
my
head.
I did new stuff twice now.
Yeah.
Because I was doing all old stuff at whenever we'd have a mic. Because, like, you don't have it ready. But I just said, fuck it, and did some newer stuff. It went fine.
Yeah.
Did new stuff for, like, 8 minutes.
Hell yeah. You've been writing.
But it's like, it was more like 4 minutes of dead air. Just like me scrolling through my Reddit profile where I post all my jokes. That's what I did. Like, most of them get downloaded to Infinity.
Most of them get downloaded.
Oh, you're doing
but it's
like
they have no sense
thing?
Of humor. They have no sense of humor on there.
Do you have like the cool picture and then like of you holding a microphone? Like,
no,
all, like,
I just have like nothing. It's just.
You got to get a picture of you on stage, like this is with that look of like
a thumbnail.
Hey,
Ron Renwick has done us all a great service by taking those great photos at Scarpacci's when it's on Scarpacci's, as they like to say there in the joint.
Yeah,
I got that. Yeah, water
those photos he takes look awesome.
I wish they'd have that cutout they have of the restaurant name, the Scarpacci's cutout that's metal that was behind the old stage. They really need to put that into the new stage because
that was will.
Way classier than that.
That was a temporary deal.
That one they have in the background now. Dressed
up. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Goddamn. Yeah, I've written like two. I thought of a book idea. This is the only idea of I had in the past, I think like week or two. Like it's a book called Sign of the Times. And it's just the word fuck for like 40 pages. Fuck. And then I was thinking like, it's called Sign of the Times. And then I think the other editions of the book would be different punctuations at the end.
Oh, God.
So like exclamation point. Period.
You're going to have to give these away. You know that, right?
Well, yeah. So for what? Half of it's got to go to the publisher who I'm in deep with.
Yeah.
That's not good.
He's loan sharking.
Yeah. I got like a half a million. I got to sell a half a million dollars quick.
Fuck.
Right quick. Like by tonight.
Bye.
So I don't know when this podcast is going out. But
if you guys would like to contact us immediately at unopened email
immediately
at yahoo.com,
so
we can get your copy sent out. What I'm are they? $2,750?
$2,750. All I need is
but they're very nice.
$500,000 to get started.
Well, when you hold the book, you can feel the quality.
That's what's cool about
that's
it.
What's that's what matters. Yeah. That's what really matters.
Yeah.
That's what's great about it, because the book can also be something to write on, like just a piece of paper. You could turn around the paper. It says many utilities, like toilet. It could be toilet paper.
Is there a
wife? You know, if you wanted it to put some eyes on it.
Is there anything you could tease us with about the book? Something in the storyline that maybe would leave the listener hungry for more about fuck the book?
No.
No.
That's it.
All right.
So, that was my only idea of the past 2 weeks, maybe.
Well, you sold it here. I think we're going to be getting a lot of emails.
That's all I can do.
I can't wait to buy it.
I think I'd have it.
There are people doing comedy, though. Bert Kreischer was just north of the city an hour.
He's out.
And he sold out.
Butler.
I was going to go. I was going to go.
Yeah, that was last night.
Because Butler County, All-American, they don't give a fuck. They don't think the virus is happening.
Absolutely right.
It was at...
Mars, PA? They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they know it's happening.
Drive-through movie theater.
And you know what's weird is everybody's fine.
So he's got this tech set up so that they film him live, project him live. And so it's you just sit in your car and watch a comedy show.
I went to Wildwood, New Jersey, like the last week. I was just there for like a day. It's interesting how like... Yeah, it's like nothing is going on, really. Like, beaches are half full, but that's still, like, thousands of people. And, like, me and my cousins were wearing the mask.
Yeah.
But that's kind of it. Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
You know, I wonder if they could... Sorry, just thinking of out of town, small town. But those small towns that have, like, one movie theater, you know? They're, like, way out in BFE.
Yeah.
Like, if they could rig those up to simulcast those comedy shows, because those people aren't going to drive all the way into the city, and then just charge half price on the tickets.
That's what they do with like the 92nd Street Y, like NPR.
Does the what?
Like
what is it called?
Like just like the simulcast thing, the 92nd Street Y. It's like they just have talks. It's in New York, and they just have talks with like
it's like a TED Talk type situation.
Yeah, like Noam Chomsky's on there like every 20 minutes, and. Yeah, you just simulcast it. You pay $5 for it. It's a genius idea.
Yeah. And movie theaters, though. We got to get people back in the theaters, so those theaters be...
I think they should be holding pay-per-view fights in there.
I think so, too, man.
I wanted to watch... You can rent a movie theater for 25 people and your friends right now. I wanted to rent one. A couple of them are actually like open now.
There was a UFC fight last night.
But yeah, I wanted to wait till the Tyson fight, rent a movie theater. They were doing it for dirt cheap for you and up to 25 of your friends because you can be distanced enough. Yeah. Get the Tyson fight and like, fuck it, we could bring a microphone in there and do comedy. We've done audiences of less than 20, five comics, 20 fucking random people.
Buy movie theater stocks.
That sounds so rad, dude.
Movie theater stocks.
What a party. No, it's not.
You got you buy
them. It's the worst thing anyone's ever said.
You buy them right.
Yeah, because movie theaters are coming back.
They are, dude.
Dude, they're long gone.
Cinemark. No, Cinemark totally fucked up.
I would sooner invest in a Blockbuster, bro.
I really think movie theaters should start simulcasting live events. Like, if there's a live in Chicago Rolling Stones concert that everyone wants to be at, but no one can.
Yeah.
Like, charge a movie theater ticket, and you can fucking watch it in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Movie theaters are going to become like, they're going to become like vinyl record players. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
Be like
they're
going to
find something to do.
Thing. Instead of like it being all
there's
over the place.
Be
a lot
no
of them are
going
shut
to
down.
Movies. The world is ending within the next 6 to 8 months. What are we even talking about
there's
here?
There's a big battle being fought.
Well, Hollywood is taking a hit.
It. Well, we know it.
That's
why
right,
invest in movie theaters, dude? Go out and have sex with
have
a prostitute
just...
and murder it. Do whatever you've always wanted to do. The world is ending.
Yeah,
it's like
that
song.
That's not what you would do.
It's like that song. Give me shelter.
If you're like, dude, the world is gonna end in one day. You wouldn't go out and immediately murder a prostitute. Okay, fine.
How'd you find a? I guess more
return Grand Theft Auto.
I guess maybe more people would be prostitutes if.
Yeah, if they only have one day left.
Yeah,
everyone's a prostitute.
It's called OnlyFans.
That's not a process. An orgy.
It's called OnlyFans.
There would be an orgy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, would you accept money? What's the point of money? So it would be like.
That's true. They're printing it
like
crazy.
Oh, that's
crazy,
a good point.
Dude.
Why would they be doing that?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. They'd
that's
be orgies.
Well, maybe they'll be like, yeah.
See, that's the thing. That'd be
I
so
skip,
hard
I skip
to
steps
kill a
sometimes.
At that
yeah,
time.
It would be, dude.
Yeah.
That's even more the reason to try it.
You convinced me, man.
Yeah.
Initially against the idea.
Stupid. What are you looking at there, buddy?
I'm just looking at all the vinyls, man.
They're deadening sound, hopefully, but I got to do more in here to get this thing down to echo list.
Dude,
it's cool,
great.
Man.
The house is
it's
great.
Cool.
It's good setup.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah,
that's Steely Dan, Greatest Hits. That cover like reminds me of some Radiohead.
It looks like a Soundgarden album cover, I think. The Black Hole Sun album, whatever the hell that one was.
Yeah.
The middle one there, Jared.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it remind you of that a little bit?
Then you got Phil Collins.
Yeah.
No jacket required.
No jacket required. Phil Collins.
I don't need a jacket.
Yep.
It's just,
slowly
it's just
sure.
His
this
big
house
fucking
has
head.
This house has a record player built into the wall.
I know. I saw that walking
it's
in.
Fucking
it looks so cool.
Dope, dude. I got to get the antique electronics guy to fix it. Hopefully, everything's so in good shape in this house that it's like tough because I have to like find people who are specialized in old ass shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're gonna meet some interesting
there's
people.
Some premium.
Yeah, to fix that oven out there, hopefully we can. But
premium repair.
It's fucking cool, man.
Yeah. It's just going to be one guy that drives around in like a, I don't know, like a monster truck. Just comes in.
He's going to have a rat rod like made out of a hearse. You know, all the tools in the back.
Yeah.
He's like, I fix ovens, baby.
Fix them, baby.
Nothing electric. That's my fucking rule.
Yeah.
If it isn't burning a dinosaur, I don't want to cook in my food.
Damn it. My name is Kring Wendels.
What is his name? Kring Wendels?
No, it was some 70s.
It's Kringlin Wendels.
Oh, never mind.
People often skip
now
the
I
win.
Feel dumb.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah,
it's Kringlin Wendels.
You should, definitely document all the people that you're going to have over to your house. Have them sign the room. Have them sign the table.
Yeah, well, you know,
boom,
if they do good work, if they do good work.
Yeah, no, not some shitty
we're not gonna have some
VCR
sort of,
repairman. I want
no,
a
kidding.
Fine, talented VCR.
That's right.
Yeah.
We want a guy who's throwing parts over his shoulder while he talks.
One of the best.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Type of guy who knows to invest in movie theaters.
It's going to be that.
Exactly.
It's going to be that guy.
That's the time to do it.
Up in
just throw like $100.
Right, dude.
Just toss in $100, see what happens. If you make like 10%, immediately sell. This isn't long. I'm not talking long term. I'm talking in the short long term. If that makes sense.
That's just the short term.
Do movie theaters have boards? Can you invest in movie theaters?
There's Cinemark, AMC theaters. Those are like the two big ones. That's it. That's pretty much it.
You go down
Regal.
There and offer them money, they'll take it.
Yeah, dude, they'll take it.
Yeah.
There's Regal.
There's Fifth.
It's all kinds of shit, dude. You never know.
Just go to the concession stand and be like,
I'd like to invest.
Briefcase.
In a movie. I'd like to invest in a theater, dude.
With a briefcase. briefcase.
You open it up, and there's a pile of ones in what the middle. It? But with a rubber band around it,
this
obviously.
Like, sir, this is enough for two popcorns.
I mean, that's what I'm going to spend. That's what I'll spend the next stimulus check on.
Would you like to wet your beak a little bit?
Wet your beak.
It is crazy that people who get in early on stuff and, like, see the signs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I knew the internet was the Antichrist the second I first heard about it. And, like, why didn't I bet on that?
I know.
You know? Like, yeah. This is going to be huge, dude. People are going to be with the Antichrist, you know? Yeah.
I don't know if Vegas took odds on the internet being
the Antichrist. No, what I'm saying is, like, just invest in anything tech. You know? Like, oh, Twitter? This sounds like it could ruin the world. They probably want that to happen.
Twitter stock sucks. It's like been
dude, I'd fucking fist fight Jack Dorsey if I saw him.
Jack Dorsey just looks like he doesn't give a shit. Because he's like, I'm a billionaire. Whatever.
Oh, he's a douchebag.
He don't care.
I don't need to see any a interview he's in doing yoga.
Is Jack Dorsey the Toronto dude?
No, that's Rob Ford. No. Jack Dorsey owns Twitter. He's a fucking douchebag.
And he founded Square.
You know,
every one of those internet billionaires is a fucking douchebag with a zip up hoodie.
You're probably right.
Douchebag.
Yeah, you know who?
Real New York.
Douche.
You know who's done a really good job is the CEOs of Google. No one knows their names.
Oh, they're all Indians, sorry.
Not Larry.
They're all Indian folk.
Sergey Brin.
Sarah.
No one knows who that is.
And Larry Page.
Oh, yeah.
And Larry
Page is not there.
And then there's Curly Page.
I thought they let it go.
Larry David.
And Mo Page.
Yeah.
All Larry David.
I met a guy one time. This is the craziest story. I was at a public beach in California.
Do you have to pay? At the beach.
I said it was public.
Public, but sometimes they charge you.
Yeah, though. Sometimes they've been doing that recently.
They do charge you.
No,
at
Connecticut. Connecticut.
No, this was the type of place. We just wandered up, parked your car, walk up to the beach.
All right, all man.
Some dude lands a helicopter, is what I'm saying. I thought it could have been like strange encounters with another kind. Like
it was Harrison Ford.
Yeah, sands everywhere. No, they were like off to the side, but like it was the radius was enough to blow sand around. And dude gets off and just walks up and chills on the beach and it pulls away. Damn. I went up and talked to the dude, and apparently his boyfriend was one of the original investors in Google, and he was we're from New York. I wanted to go to the beach, or maybe not that far. It doesn't make sense to take a helicopter. Whatever. Wherever he was from, he just took a helicopter to the beach that day. It was interesting talking to him, but he was like, he was a very weird and eccentric man.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he was a very strange dude. He was complaining they wouldn't let him drink wine on the beach. And I was like, dude, you have a helicopter. Do whatever you want. Crack open a bottle, dude. Let me drive it.
That's when you teach him, just put it in a cup.
Yeah, I was like, no. What the peasants do, sir, is we just say fuck it and drink it anyways. You know what I mean? Like, dude, if I can handle the $300 fine, you can handle the $300 fine, dude.
Read how crazy this
fucking
is.
Fucking pop them up, dude.
If you bought like Tesla stock like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. When it opened, went public. It was like $19 a share. Today, it is $1,650 a share.
So
you would have made like over 80 times.
Dude, I had a friend and he texts me once every 6 months. He asked me for $1,000 to put into Bitcoin. Damn, this must have been 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it was like,
it was probably indexed.
It was like fucking $3 a piece or something at that time. Yep. And he always texts me what that $1,000 would be like randomly twice a year. He'll be like, right now you would have like $4.8 million or what? It's like more than that. And I'm honestly so thankful and grateful that I don't have it.
Oh, great.
No, like, good. Thank you for the reminder. If I had $4 million, I and most people around me would be dead.
Yeah, that's the
rub. Dude, I would be the guy who would be like, you know what we should buy? 25 tons of nitrate or whatever. You know, like I would be the guy like the bombs. I would make Logan and Jake Paul look like timid little boys. I would be walking around blowing things up. I would buy a mall and then party in it. No, like I'd buy a store in the mall and then make it my house. So, like, you know, like, people are walking by, they're like, oh, come out of Best Buy. What's the next store? No, you can't come in here. The chains are down. It's my house.
It'd be
like,
a hot topic. Food court.
I would just spend money like that.
Yeah, I thought about that.
I would only want one store in the mall to live
in. A ghost town.
Like, I want to buy, like, a piercing pagoda that's in the middle of the aisle and then just randomly, like, wake up from a nap and climb out of there while people are like, what the fuck?
Wearing a robe.
Yeah, yeah. I live in there.
This makes me want to go to the mall.
You should have, like, a subterranean fort under there, like El Chapo. So you come
eventually
out of the sunglasses.
Is that
You're like a Mary Poppins of the place. You like come out with things like, where did he get a swordfish from?
Yeah.
And he's in the sunglasses.
It's a fixer-upper. We're going to put the tunnel system in. But for starters, you just buy a Brookstone. Yeah. And then you keep all the things that are in there. And you just sleep in the chairs in there. And no one else is allowed in. Unless you invite them in for
like
a party.
Hanks in the terminal.
I've never seen that.
He's just like, he lives in
It's sad he wasn't even terminal.
Oh. Have you seen the troll who lives in Central Park?
No.
It's like a classic.
Is it just Giuliani?
No. It's so good. It's about a troll who lives under the bridge, and he said, I can't even explain it anymore. I saw it when I was a little kid. It's like one of those movies, like a Nunny McPhee, something to be on HBO Family during the day.
Did he accompany the naked cowboy?
Oh, we're back. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a bold prediction by the end.
Let me get
of
another one of them. Fuck it.
What are you after?
I see. Like, I don't care.
I'll take one of those as well. Thank you.
Bold prediction. Yeah. Bold prediction. Right, El Chapo escapes jail by the end of the year. That'll be how it ends.
Is El Chapo in jail right now?
I thought he was already out.
Yeah, I'm surprised they admitted jail to hold that guy.
I thought they
let his son out. Like, his son got picked up, and then they just rioted, and then we're going to burn the city down, and then he walked right out.
Well, I bet nobody's watching him because of COVID. They're letting all the prisoners out.
I mean, I don't know if that's what's happening or not.
Pretty sure El Chapo's got somebody watching him until they pay him enough to not watch.
Yeah, it's
and that, $8. He will promptly stop watching.
Yeah, he's now Epstein. You know, I don't watch that.
Yeah. Dude, those Epstein guards, like, how shitty of a deal is it to come up and be approached as an Epstein guard? Because you're like, great, so if I say no, they'll kill me. If I say yes, they'll pay me and then kill me.
He looks rough. Yeah. Look at this photo of El Chapo. He looks rough.
Well, they're alive and they've just been charged.
Well, that's like
they'll die.
Probably.
Or their family.
The whole thing is so absurd. You know?
Yeah, or their family.
They're going to let them live because they don't need anymore. Like, it's covered. You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. It already came out and there's still nothing we can do but post memes about it. So they're just like, yeah, we sex traffic kids. What are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
Post a meme. Yeah. We'll keep doing it. You
the
know?
Government definitely said
I bet
that.
You Epstein's alive, dude. Have you seen that conspiracy?
With Tupac and Elvis.
No, dude. They pull him out of the hospital, okay? And they have a sheet over him, but his nose and his ears and his face are seen. And there's one photo that's taken of his body as it's leaving the jail. Someone was just chilling outside the jail and caught the photo. You know what I mean? He died out of a suicide. Like, they had no idea when, whatever. And then you can queue up the picture, and what you can do with technology now, you turn the picture, and then you bring a picture of Epstein in, and you can be identified by your ear. It's like a thumbprint. No two people have an ear that is the same.
What?
Yeah, that's fucking fact, dude. That is so crazy. So,
I learned something today.
So, and his nose is really different, and you're looking at it, and you're like, that is not Jeffrey Epstein laying in that autopsy photo. So maybe they just did a photo op, maybe he's alive, maybe he is dead anyways, but like... The point is, I'm not saying Epstein is alive or dead or whatever. What I'm saying is the picture that they put out into the world and said was Epstein is not, you know? And
he's under a deep fake.
So, like, why would they bring out a dummy to take a picture of? And, like, they're saying it's weird.
I feel like
maybe he's alive and in hiding. Maybe he's dead.
I feel like he didn't look for a lot of reasons to believe that it was Epstein's body.
Yo, dude, I didn't think anything of it until I was shown. The ear is different.
His ear.
Yeah, what are you going to do, dude? It's not his ear.
That's the rest of his face, but somebody put a different fucking ear.
I said ear and nose, dog. Right. His nose is completely different. He's got a toucan sand beak in the photo. He doesn't have that in real life. I'm just saying. Right. I mean, I don't really know either way, but it's fun to, like,
do you think
speculate.
A child rapist might have got beat up in prison ever?
No, dog, not Jeffrey Epstein. He was protected enough that he was only in there with one dude.
One, he was framed, but two.
Yeah. Epstein was, first of all, he didn't kill himself, but yes, he was also innocent. I think
he's one of the coolest dudes ever.
Yeah.
I looked up this is something about,
he hangs with Clinton, dude. You gotta be
cool. I looked up the Google reviews of
it's not a good look. Not a good look, guys.
No, I looked up the Google reviews of Little St. James.
That's not a real person.
Or the island.
That's what it's called. Pedophile Island.
It's called Little St. James.
Pedo World.
Not great.
Disney World.
Surprisingly, the Google reviews aren't too great.
Really?
It's so funny because you look at the other islands surrounding it, and it's like, Beach Island, Water Island. They all have 5 stars because, of course, it's a fucking island. It's the only one that has like 1.7 stars.
Are you reading the reviews?
That's the thing. There wasn't a lot of reviews. In all fairness,
wow, we've got a craft one.
Who's that?
Yeah, these children were too old.
Who's that British?
Like, I couldn't drink anywhere. There were too many children.
Who's that one British like billionaire that owns an island? What's his name? Richard
Branson guy. Branson.
Branson.
Richard Branson. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Everything's called Virgin.
I feel bad for anyone who gets themselves $1 billion, because how would you not be a creep?
It's easy 1.6 stars on Little St. James.
Yeah. It's easy to say it, but it would change your personality. Like, every single interaction you have, like, people could be easily bought. It's going to change the way your ego operates. There's going to be friends of yours who are close to you who come and beg for money, and then that's going to be the dynamic that it turns into. So again, your ego gets inflated, and your sense of connection to the rest of the world gets deflated. Yeah. And next thing you know, you're Mel Gibson screaming sugar tits at a female cop, drunk, pulled over in the middle of the night, yelling about the Jewish conspiracy to rule the world.
Yeah.
You gave him too much money. You gave him $400 million for The Passion of the Christ, and the man got drunk and ran out and started screaming at Jews.
Because the ability to say Michael Jackson. No.
How you lose that.
You should feel pressure to say... Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You should, like, if someone helps, like, wants you to move, like, helps you move, like, your immediate instinct is go, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But you should go, like, I'll help you move. Sure, sure.
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
Give away a day of your life for somebody else. You can just not do that when you're a billionaire. You can actually live... like
without obligation.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah.
And that's one angle too, but also, like, you could just, like, throw money at the problem too. You could be like, how about I just pay the movers for you, man? Like, and you don't have to do it at all. You can come over and we can hang out and watch TV.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a whole other different thing.
We can go to my island.
It's a gift. It's a gift and a curse. You know?
But just, like,
it's too much.
It's like being too, like, what's the word? Powerful and being not powerful, it's so similar. It's like real Sphinx shit. You know what
I'm not some communist.
I don't know, man.
You should be allowed to have as much money as you want.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, don't envy those people, you know?
Yeah. I'm just talking psychology.
Man.
Like, you're like a caveman and a king probably have this similar mindset, just like...
I don't think so.
I mean, probably not.
No. Caveman and a king?
No, but down to like basic, down to basic instincts, maybe. Like...
Yeah.
Like, what's the meaning of life? Like, you know, to love, like, it's a different thing. And, like, look what having $1 billion would do to love. Like, how difficult would it be for you to trust a chick that it has nothing to do with your money? And then, like, your money's part of you. So it does, like, you know, it does have to do with you. You know, she's impressed at your success. But
you give,
like,
it all away.
Is it coming from a place of greed or envy? Like, you know, like, dude. And just, like, if I don't want to wake up tomorrow, I don't have to. You live without obligation.
Yeah.
So you're just like, I'm going to do... $14,000 worth of cocaine and not even notice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Next thing you know,
you're
fucking buying
14 grand.
You know, you're Michael Jackson with your own doctor and a carnival in your yard, and you know, you can't give someone that much money, they go crazy. Like, think about all the people who are lunatics that have too much money. Fucking Weinstein had it. Fucking
Bill Gates.
Reading about Michael Jackson.
Nicolas Cage is whacked out. Johnny Depp is whacked out. It's too much money.
All the billionaires that we don't know about.
Those guys aren't even billionaires.
Jay Leno seems all right.
Who knows?
Trillionaires from Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Like, you don't realize their worth because they own the airspace of a place.
They don't
know?
Have to pay taxes because, like, they are the government.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
I say.
There's, like, no record of
all
what they own.
Their only expense is, like, tiger food.
Yeah.
You know? Jay to feed Leno. Their exotic animals.
Jay Leno seems all right.
Amen, though, dude. Yeah. Let's be paused. Let's think of some other cool billionaire. Mark Cuban seems kind of like rad.
Yeah, I guess.
He
always talks about, I'm gonna buy the Pittsburgh, and then doesn't.
Oh, you would be mad about that. Don't make it.
Yeah.
Okay, who's another cool billionaire? Oh, dude, John McAfee, the dude who invented McAfee antivirus.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, he pays prostitutes to poop on him. Now, that's using your fortune for something productive to give back to the community.
He stands out.
Yeah. Dude, those girls are going to poop one way or another. I'm sure they'd rather have 10 grand for it. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
Buffett seems like he just gets up and puts on his diaper and goes to McDonald's.
I don't know
in Omaha. He used to live up in Omaha.
Was he cool?
I mean, I never met him, but they did a lot of charity, and he drove a Buick and would go to, like, drive-thrus, so...
Like a that's dope. Yeah. Like a billionaire that if you met, you wouldn't be like, oh, this guy's here, you know? Like, oh, God. Yeah. A guy that would be fun to have on the podcast.
His son
I feel like Trump was that way, but people get mad when I say
Keith Richards.
His son abandoned, like, the family fortune, kind of, and went into farming.
Nice.
Which obviously he could take a family loan and exactly. buy like all the best shit. But either way, yeah. he just drives tractors around Gold and fucking farms corn. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That happens to a lot of second and then third generation Big wealth. Tomatoes. There's like whole psychologists who've written books on the subject of third generation wealth and how common it is for it to fail. So, like, let's say you start a company, it becomes a $1 million company. Your son turns it into a $10 million company. The third son doesn't even take over and is, like, you know, starting a band. You know, he's a DJ, you know. And he's, like, lost and he's addicted to Molly or some shit, you know, because it just doesn't – you don't grow up with the same type of, like, drive, appreciation. I don't know if it's just today, but it's not because third generation wealth 400 years ago was doing shit like that. So it's not – and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes double-dee-dee-down. Like a good discussion there about something.
Yeah,
the first time ever.
We're back on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're already recording, dude. So okay, you're talking about there's a problem. There's a systematic third problem with third
generation wealth.
All right, you get for the Reggies, you lost 1.5 minutes while I changed the batteries. Go
ahead. Yeah. We got a lot. Well, so third generation wealth, it sucks, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I was saying it's not just like kids today who are doing it either. Like, it's been generational where that's a problem.
I feel like the Mongols kind of had that kind of thing going.
Maybe.
Like, Genghis Khan and then Kublai Khan. And then I think.
Cuba.
Yeah, there's a lot of dictators that have that.
Honestly, any family that. Go ahead.
Then the third, the grandson was like. I think he didn't do well as he didn't kill everybody. He was just like,
he was good because a lot less blood.
Yeah. And he kind of scaled down the empire, I think.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
It's the classic, it's even like a classic story arc of like, you can look at like the movie Gladiator, Marcus Aurelius, and I forget what the fucking guy's name was, in the Roman Empire that happened.
Julius Caesar?
I don't fucking know.
You know, now that I'm thinking of it, like generational wealth, like any family, and it starts with the parents basically with corporal punishment style discipline, keeping the children to do what they did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So if the child's like, oh, I love that you built this toothpaste company, and I want to, like, what's his name's son? We were just talking about was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to keep the Buffett chair fucking foundation going. That farm ain't gonna do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So number one, you got to stay in the craft, right? And number two, you got to have hella discipline. And to do that, there's probably what, like 4 or 5 families that have ever actually done that for more than 3 generations.
Yeah. I mean, no, there's more. I imagine. I don't know.
I mean, in America, that's to say, in the United States.
Yeah. And then the thing is, the family tree grows too. So some Vanderbilt takes over.
Exactly.
The Vanderbilt squandered away. Anderson Cooper. Yeah, but the Vanderbilts apparently lost all their wealth. DuPont had that crazy fucking dude
who killed the wrestler dude.
Coach. Yeah. Steve Carell. That happened to Steve Carell.
Yeah, when Steve. That was a creepy ass movie. Though. Yeah,
weirdest Office episodes ever.
Yeah. What's that movie's called?
They had to write him off somehow.
Foxcatcher.
Foxcatcher. Did you see that, Stooge?
I did not.
It's a true story about some wrestling brothers. And like, there's this uber wealthy dude who's obsessed with wrestling and brings him on to like coach wrestling stuff.
He's got like a big fake Epstein nose kind
of. He's the guy who ran.
Fake Epstein nose. It's pretty good.
Either way, he ends up murdering one of them. This is the DuPont fortune.
In Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's
is
own.
Is it?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And then
Shout out, PA.
He's all just like, oh, create the greatest wrestling team of all time. Like Greco-Roman
yeah,
wrestling.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to use my expertise and my wealth to build it.
Yeah, like people, like, you know what he should have done?
And he only had one of those two
things. He should have gotten to worldwide wrestling. Like WWF, like Greco-Roman,
Vince
McMahon. That's another billionaire.
Too much risk of
that. He's not a billionaire, is he?
Vince McMahon is a billionaire.
Well, how about they just pay the guy to lose?
It changed it. Look it up.
They just paid guys to lose.
WWE is a stock.
Greco-Roman wrestling is
a little. Vince and Linda McMahon are brilliant.
They can
cool millionaire. Vince McMahon.
They could not.
He'd be fun to hang with.
Oh, for sure. I would love to chill with him.
Slapping strippers' asses. He'd be great to have in the crew.
Vince McMahon net worth.
Every crew needs a Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon net worth $1.8 billion.
Yeah, dude. That dude will fuck your wife.
Yeah. Everyone,
are
careful.
You serious? $1.8 billion
Yeah, yeah, dude, he's Vince McMahon. Run. His wife is in the Trump administration, dog. Linda McMahon.
Yeah, every crew's got a Vince McMahon in it.
Dude, he's out beating cheeks, dude.
Yeah.
What does he metaphorically do? And literally. He's just what out is
it
fucking.
It can't be the WWE that's bringing him
he
that money.
He goes out fucking, dude. He's like, yeah, it is. They're in a different town every night hosting fucking $25,000
like
arenas.
Jack Nicholson from The Departed.
For years.
What?
He's like Jack Nicholson from The Departed, kind of.
I hope.
Like.
Yeah.
He's got to have his
that's
hands.
That's what you call a paradox,
I have a need.
He's got to have his hands in some weird shit.
Oh, dude, he does, I'm sure. But, like, dude, also, WWF has been a gold mine for 40 years. You know what I mean? All the merchandise, all the fucking pay-per-view money for years.
The wrestling.
Years, the TV contracts. And
the
then
personalities.
They do five
the
nights a week that aren't even televised. So they'll just try, you know, Monday Night Raw, right. And then they do the show in four other cities that week. And they, you know, sell the place out every time. And all
do they
the
have
merch,
the same outcome in those other
money.
Cities?
They do little weird side stories that, like, don't even count. You
okay,
know? Like,
right.
You might, if it's not televised, you might see Stone Cold Steve Austin lose the belt. Yeah. And then on Monday, he comes out with the belt.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're just, like, a dummy event, I
not
think.
Canon.
I don't know. There's probably some, there's so many big wrestling fans that are probably listening. Like, that is not that's how it's done at all.
Fucking
you don't even know, dude. I'm 34 years old and I've never had sex. That is not how WWF works.
It's like Star Wars.
If you
Wars.
Like wrestling, you can shout out to Trevor at Trevor Austin on all social media platforms.
The bone.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
on.
There was
fuck
an era
wrestling.
In wrestling.
I loved wrestling when I was 13. It was fucking awesome,
I
dude.
Can see the bone
like,
being
get over.
Your wrestling name.
It is.
The bone.
Wrestle. The rock.
It would have to be
Stone
the bone.
Stone Cold.
Or Bone Dog.
But then people would say, I'm going to break your bone.
Yeah, and then, but that's what really fires me up, and I go into Hulkamaniac mode.
Yeah.
Everyone's chanting my name. I'm walking around, dick out in the ring. Dude.
That's the thing. You should always have a boner.
A codpiece. You fight with a codpiece.
We put in a prosthetic boner and hold it up. Or just have a real one the whole time. I just eat a shitload of Cialis.
Same difference.
Same diff, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to go with silk boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the then best. When I pin someone, I forcefully penetrate them.
Yeah.
Like $1 million man did with the dollar.
It's fake, so they're in on it. You know, they're in on it. It's fake. But I'll be, you know, you can see them fighting it off, and then finally when it breaks in, they just pass out and they're done, and I just stand up, wipe off, and then go on the turnbuckles.
Yeah.
You know, and then my theme song plays.
I'm saying oral.
Which is
John
probably going to be, I would say, it's the thuggish, ruggish bone. It's probably going to use Bone Thugs in harmony.
Ooh, that'd be good.
That's perfect. It's the thuggish, ruggish plays. Arena goes wild. I'm a heel. I'm a heel,
out.
But because of my charisma, I've won over every crowd I'm in. You know?
Yeah. That's interesting.
It is.
Well, you should probably get into wrestling. It's probably your calling.
Yeah, I am a great wrestler.
Writing scripts, beefs.
Encyclopedia sales.
There was an era in wrestling. It was called the Attitude Era. It was like with Stone Cold and The Rock. Late
90s. I
was
alive
was
for that.
That's
dude.
When it was the peak.
He's talking about what I was talking about. We remember watching that.
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
So were you watching that shit?
I was not, but it's like,
you
I know
like,
wrestling,
yeah,
big
really
time
young.
Wrestling fans, I would talk about it all
the
time. That's when
The
Rock
shit,
came out. Yeah.
That's when The Rock.
It was raunchy.
Cold, yep.
I can't believe how many
now it's
grown
the PG.
Love
it's the PG
wrestling.
Era now.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
I
very
it as a
PG.
Kid, just, yeah, they go in cycles.
I'm not faulting
Attitude
them.
Attitude Era had like tits
weird.
And shit.
Like,
oh, yeah,
the
people
first pair of tits I ever saw were Sable's. First Bush, too.
What? They have those on TV?
No, you had to buy the Playboy, and we tried to buy like seven places we couldn't buy. I was like 11. And then I came home after a day of trying to figure out how to buy this Playboy. And I was like, how in the fuck are we? It was like an episode of Wonder Years. I come inside. My brother has the Playboy. He's an adult. He just bought it.
Unreal.
He and his friends were all looking at it. And they were like, oh, Trev, because I like wrestling so much. They were like, you want to see Sable's boobies? And I was like,
Yeah,
real quickly.
No, that was a big deal.
Without even thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I want to see him.
And
then,
where do you keep that magazine?
She had a centerfold. Well, now you just Google the image. You can see this, so you know I'm not lying. Centerfold, I think she was in white silk, and she had a little landing strip, and you could see it. And I was
I remember that.
I was like, what on earth is that? You know?
I remember going to, like, being in, like, 6th grade, 7th grade, and we just got computers. Like, just got a computer lab with, like, those colorful Apple computers.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, those were great.
And then...
It's this one.
Ayo!
Look, there's a little landing
that's
strip.
It. That's
not wrong.
Nostalgia.
With the good
I got
pull.
A ton of nostalgia.
Did I describe that well?
Yeah,
that's what that is, right?
I mean, that's not what I was picturing, but it's exactly what you described.
Yeah.
It's a saving. Yeah.
Truth is stranger than fiction. But like, yeah, we were in the computer lab and my computer teacher left. He was like, I want to do something else. Fuck around on the internet or something like that. Yeah. Play games. And then I remember one of my friends going like, dude, go on Ask Jeeves. I think that was a big
yes.
Yes. And look up Sable nude picture. Naked.
Naked.
And then you find it. Like, you click on it, yeah. And it's go to images. And then, like, 5-10 minutes later.
Scrolling slowly down.
We were like, oh! Amazing. Yeah. That was incredible shit.
Yep, what a time.
You guys remember the first chick you whacked off to?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anna Kournikova.
Anna Kournikova.
Hell yeah.
That's the tennis player.
Me and Stooch are Eskimo brothers.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna say Britney Spears, dude. Dude, as soon as I saw her, I saw her and I immediately ran to my dad and was like, "Don't worry, I'm not gay." And he was like, "You know?"
He's been asking you so often.
Oh, I mean, well, you want to know. You know, the gender reveal is to the mom what that reveal is to the dad. You're like, the balloon is blue. Fuck yeah. You know? Thank God. Yeah. Not that it matters. You just who wants to have the conversation. I can be like, oh, good. He'll figure it out on instinct. Yeah, we don't have to address it.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time you jacked off, you went to your dad and said, oops, I did it again.
Yep.
And then he was...
My loneliness is killing me.
And he was like, wouldn't it be lucky? He's like, I'm so lucky. She had this song called Lucky.
I get it,
I forgot the lyrics.
Sometimes, her second single was Sometimes... You remember that one?
You guys were
toxic.
We had television, Douglas. You didn't have television. You'd come home, you'd watch MTV, and you'd be like, look at those butt cheeks. And that's now, in hindsight, I'm like, yeah, they're grooming the children. But, I'd just be 12 and be like, holy shit. Like, what's a Lil' Kim? I don't know, but I want one. You know, just naked on the TV.
Lil' Kim is, I think, more influential than we could have ever imagined.
Yeah. Remember that line in Meet the Parents? Oh, Lil' Kim, she's fat.
With a P.
Let's see, first person. It might have been a cartoon. First thing I ever mastered.
That's something I am not surprised at, but also still somehow disappointed.
It might have been.
Go ahead. I've got to be imagination or like literally Sears catalog.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not literally.
Yeah.
Sears catalog.
Sears catalog. Trying to think. God damn.
That's unreal.
That was before your time, Andy.
That's why you're so into woke.
Used to work at Sears.
Thick cut jeans.
You know what they said? One of the greatest marketing campaigns, I think, was the Sears catalog. The guy's wife or something told him that they need to make sure that it measures dimensionally smaller by a couple inches than all the other magazines that are sold or shipped out, so that when housewives straightened up the table, they would stack all the books and Sears would be on top.
Oh, that's genius. So
smart. Yeah.
Wow.
That is thinking ahead.
That is predicting
the future.
Yeah, and these people think billionaires happen for no reason. Like, you can have a simple idea like that.
That's a billion-dollar idea. So you get the lawyers, you trademark it, it's done.
That is genius.
We have a small
Rolling Stones
catalog.
The opposite. Rolling Stone magazine was much bigger traditionally than all the other magazines, so that on the magazine rack, you'd be like, what's this thing sticking out like a sore thumb?
Yeah.
Talk about a bastardized publication that needs to go under. Rolling Stone is fucking boogers now, dude.
Yeah. They just talk about boogers.
I mean, it's just about as outdated as Playboy.
Probably more so. Playboy really has botched it. Remember they went non-nude for a few years?
Yeah, that was smart.
I guess everyone who ever said they like it for the articles was lying.
Well, yeah. Like,
it's like, no, I can see that girl in a bikini anywhere. She's on like Us Weekly in a bikini. I want to see her nipples. And Instagram, if you don't show me your nipples, I'm not giving you $7.99. Are you out of your mind?
You see it all on Instagram.
Yeah, like give me your nipples, dude.
I like it for the nude.
Let me see them next, bro.
I enjoy fork them over. Nude women.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, you do?
Yeah. That's why I like the landing strips.
Yeah. No, Hustler is what you need, dude. Hustler, they're in stirrups.
You read Penthouse for the articles.
Yeah.
Old Penthouse, Max.
Yeah. I really don't read.
They're classy.
Oh, yeah.
penthouses for a classy job.
I don't either. It takes one to know one.
Well, it takes up so much space in your head because you guys are all reading all the time. I'm a free thinker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those damn books. Mean, you're free to think way off in the weeds. Uh-huh. In the weeds, yeah.
In the weeds, dog.
Without restraint of reality. I like that part, though.
Did they come up with a centerfold? I like that, though.
Playboy? I don't know. But I did hear an interesting thing. Okay, so centerfold, if you look on the back, they always have the measurements of the woman, right? And then I saw this thing on PBS. I almost called it Channel 11. That's what it was when I was a kid.
Yeah. It was 13.
But they were analyzing the female form throughout art, throughout history.
Yeah.
And if you divide the hips by the waist of a woman throughout any period of history, it comes out to be a 0.7 ratio. So essentially,
if
their waist is 70% the size of their hips, then men are genetically drawn to them. So chubby
that
chick
fits like perfectly into the Fibonacci sequence too, which is like, mind blown, dude. Weird. Yeah.
So like, if you flip over a flip out, what do you call that?
Centerfold.
The centerfold, and look at the measurements and divide them. Every time, it's always worked.
That's interesting. Well, we are like nature, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we are animals. Yeah.
We are the youth of the nation.
We are.
Yeah, dude.
Good pod.
Scary to think about.
Speaking of pods.
Is that pod? Is that POD?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I see. That's a bit. I never got into like the alt metal, whatever that
it's
shit
so
is.
Bad.
What, Metallica?
Metallica's probably a rock metal band, but
like
I still don't
Slipknot
like them. No.
Or Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, exactly. Slipknot, POD.
What about the rap rock?
Anybody going?
Because that's kind of like the tail end of the rap rock. Wow. Kid Rock had jams that could go with them. They would be on the same.
Kid Rock is more alt rock.
Yeah, it was rap rock when it first came out, is what I'm saying. It was rap rock era of, like, I remember Woodstock 99, they burned the place down because Limp Bizkit played those songs. You couldn't play those songs for a bunch of Gen Xers who were 20 years old and high out of their minds. They're going to burn everything down, and they did.
Limp Bizkit's a classic example of a band I never got into.
What, dude? You're missing the fuck out, dude. They are tremendous for 1.5 albums.
The only song I like of theirs is their cover of Faith.
Yeah, dude, that's when it all began, dude. Yeah. And then from there, it was just 2 years of gold.
It was a moment.
Yeah,
it was
dude.
For sure.
And like now you can't get in because it's too late. You missed that. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry you missed what happened.
Yeah, it's too ironic.
There was a time when people
really liked it.
Yeah, it's true.
Loved it. Yeah. Loved it. It was as popular as the Backstreet Boys. Like, that was the thing. Yeah. Dude, I can remember. Those bass lines are pretty fucking dope on.
Back when shorts were pants.
Exactly, dude.
You could wear shorts on stage.
Yeah, dude. People had eyebrow rings. Men, not lesbians. Men were wearing eyebrow rings.
Were chocolate starfishes.
Yeah, that was a pretty dirty album. That album title in Blink-182's Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, I didn't know what they were and like said it in front of my parents.
I got the jacket one. Chocolate starfish and hot dog flavored water.
That didn't occur to me
until maybe like a month ago.
The hot dog flavored water.
I know what a butthole is.
Oh, it's dicks and butts.
Yeah, dicks and butts. But what's the water?
Yeah, the hot dog. I heard
Saint
a story.
Juices? Is that Fred Durst, you lived in the Playboy Mansion. Your life was just an orgy.
It's something they laughed about a bunch when they were high. I think I heard an interview, and then that's why they were like, we got to run with this.
They were so cool, man. What a bunch of cool guys.
Coolest guys.
Yeah, dude. I thought Crazy Town was going to be like that, but just they fell off the rails.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Yep. No, that's not. You got to go with a deep cut, bro. I go with like, a ladies come, ladies go, out my revolving dough. Some ladies never come back, most come back for mo. That's the fucking Crazy Town boomer.
I'm crazy right now, I'll tell you that.
Oh, dude, the woman on the cover had an eyebrow ring.
You heard it first. This is an exclusive. Someone
brand
knows
new
another
music.
Crazy Town song.
I think
this
I know
just
a,
in, there's more than one Crazy Town
song.
I know
a third one, too. I just realized. I won't sing it again, but I know a third one.
I mean,
I know three Crazy Town songs.
You'd be shaming
bro.
Your father if you did.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Done and done, bro.
That music for sure is the I'm not gay, I can't be gay of music.
That's right, baby. There was a... what was the song? Damn it. I can't think of the song. If I think of the song...
It was very anticlimactic.
It was too bad.
Are we talking rap rock bands? You know
we're
the genre?
We're still talking about Crazy Town.
Yeah, well... Yeah. Oh, okay. So there's that song... There used to be that song that goes... I keep bleeding. I keep
keep bleeding love.
That song, you know what I mean? So one time,
that sounded wild in my earphones.
One time we were in a moving truck and we were just pulling up to a stoplight and we pull up next to this guy and stop and his windows are down and he is belting that into the steering wheel, just playing at a top volume with his windows down, just like, I can't believe it.
Yeah,
and we're both just, the delivery guys, we were just like, we got to stare at this guy until he notices.
Yeah.
Right? So we just both stare at him until he notices and then he just straightened up really fucking quick.
That sounds amazing.
My brother filmed a video that he deleted and I was so mad. He was like, yeah, I sent it to you and then I deleted it and I lost it somehow. It was of a guy sitting at a stoplight with a passionate, deep stare on his face. Every rose has its thorn playing.
Oh, baby.
He was
poison,
singing
baby.
It word for word, like eyes closed. Like,
just losing it.
And then he went to the drum, like the little drum roll to the transition to the chorus. Like, boom, boom, boom. He air drummed it and then went, guitar! He did the whole thing. And he never noticed the whole time. He just was sitting there.
That's magic.
No, he knew, but he kept it.
Yeah, he was like, I can't stop. Then I know how bad this is.
He's committed.
He went all the way in. Or he just didn't care. He was like, he just got a call from an ex, and he was just...
Yeah.
Every rose he went
everything
into it,
clicked.
It everything clicked.
Harmony
it was a
with the universe.
Moment. Yeah, dude. Brad I'm so Michaels glad I killed all those butterflies growing up because it enabled me to pull up next to that man.
Yes.
I wasn't there. I just saw the video. But one my brother
of,
filmed
all
it.
Your sins
one of my favorite things. One of my favorite things is to pull up next to a guy who's in the car that was cool when he was in high school,
nice.
Singing the song that was cool when he was in high school.
Yo, bro. Yeah.
I fucking
I am that guy,
love
dude.
That, dude.
I am that guy.
You have a fucking Nissan.
Yeah. But what I mean is I'm singing the song that was cool. But I get what you mean. You want a Letterman's jacket on the guy.
I want a guy who's 43.
Yeah.
He's in a fucking, he's in like.
Midlife
a,
crisis.
An iRock Camaro or whatever they call it. You know what I mean?
Singing along to Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, exactly,
full
dude.
Full volume.
I can't.
Sounds amazing.
Fucking, I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Happens. No, it happens all the time.
Oh, good.
Rocks. Sounds like a rock.
I'm glad you have that. I'm going to keep an eye out for it. I don't know that I've seen it in movies.
It's like a...
You're talking about like the Billy Madison syndrome.
You know what we should
do? Like Bader Meinhof complex. Now that you know about it, you're probably going to see it everywhere.
We should all start a scavenger hunt. We can come up with our own things. That'll be my first thing that I'm nominating for scavenger hunt. And if you see it, you've got to take a picture of it and send it to the group chat.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's do that. That's a game that is on.
Yeah, that's fucking dope. But they got to be fun things that you'll actually see. Like, that's a dope thing to see. I love seeing
that. We used to do the dart gun game. Did you guys ever do dart gun game?
No.
Everybody gets a gun and either, like, one or two darts, and then they write everyone's name who pitched $20 to play. They write a name down, and you draw a name. So, like, if the four of us were playing...
Out of a hat or something?
Yeah, you play with, like, 20 people. If the four of us were playing, someone's running it, and they don't know... you're not supposed to know who everyone has. So, like, we'd all draw a hat, and it would be like, I have Jared, and Jared has Aaron. And then we all go off for our lives, and the game starts 2 days later.
Interesting.
And then no one knows you have it. So, like, people will call you and be like, hey, man, you want to, like, go get some food or something? And you're like,
yeah,
why? You know?
Yeah, the assassin game.
You're suspicious
of
everyone.
Yeah.
So you all did that?
I played assassin.
Yeah. You each draw a name of your friend.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was called. We just called it dart gun game.
Yeah, it's
Assassin's better.
Essentially,
yeah, Assassin's way cooler.
Yeah.
But we should do that too.
Do you remember or airsoft?
I guess we're
guns?
Too old for that. We all live in different towns. I can't spend time hunting you guys down like an animal.
Do you remember airsoft guns?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That'll get you shot now, dog.
I know exactly, dude.
They're exact replicas.
We used to do that Assassin's game with airsoft guns.
Oh,
we would get killed nowadays by the police.
Yeah, that sounds so fun though.
Yeah.
See, we should be living in a world like when we were kids when you could brandish a firearm or something
in public
like
and shoot your friend
shoot
and
your
people
friend.
Would wait till it went off to call the police.
People would pay to do it. People would pay to be a part of it. It was a beautiful thing. We should be, but we would use orange dart guns and like shit and make sure it's like clear.
Yeah.
But that's a dumb idea, but I like the scavenger hunt idea. Scavenger hunt should be the game. And we should try to set parameters, like first one to get 15 of the 20 items.
Yeah, like I'm already coming up with ideas, like someone whose butt cheeks are drastically smaller than their hip bones.
Okay, dude, I'll go to Walmart. I'll get you four of those.
That's what I'm saying.
An inverse pyramid kind of thing?
Yeah. yes, exactly.
Interesting.
All right, what else?
I feel like Napoleon Dynamite. We got to take it back to Napoleon Dynamite. how you live life. You know, just simple. Idaho, small town.
Yeah, everybody should
look. I can't put Idaho on the list. Yeah. I'm not going there anytime soon.
Yeah, fuck Idaho.
Well, scavenge this, Idaho.
That'll be the last.
Utah. Oh, sorry.
That'll be the last scavenge. Yeah. Idaho.
What was the...
Idaho. City limits. State line.
We had a... it's killing me. Because we'd make... You know, in high school, I'm sure you guys made like videos for class and whatnot.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we made one, and one of them was a scavenger hunt. And the last thing was Bobby Fischer on the scavenger.
Nice. That's
the scavenger hunt. That's what it was.
What a deep cut.
Yeah, dude.
Referencing Searching for Bobby Fischer.
That's fucking great.
The man.
So presumably that scavenger hunt is still ongoing.
No, we found him.
Oh.
Yeah.
For real?
We had to get rid of him.
Oh.
But we proved it to the group first, obviously.
Bob Fischer, son of a bitch.
We knew too much at that time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We didn't want to end up Epstein'd.
Yeah.
What's Bobby Fischer?
Bobby Fischer was playing chess on Little St. James.
Yeah, right. Where is he? I don't know.
Is he on the list?
He was also catching.
He was like the one guy who Epstein was freaked out by. Like, yeah, he's just playing chess over there.
I mean, a lot of people want to play him for some reason.
Yeah, this is weird. For some reason, all this brought up just this is tangential, but I remember...
We try to stay away from that.
Yeah. For some reason, I just remember going to, just brought up the memory of me and my friends went to see the Garfield movie. Like,
Bill Murray as Garfield, yeah.
Just in a movie theater. So we got a little high, and we went to see the Garfield movie, and music was playing, like, before the movie, and then the Garfield movie starts. And I think it was one of those, like, and I saw her face. Yeah. Music played over the first 15. It was a pretty full theater. Music played over the first 15 minutes of the movie. And all of us, every single person in the theater was like, all right, this is how it goes.
This is just the movie. No one stood up. Everyone accepted it.
This movie's crazy. And then only 15 minutes later, when they just were talking to each other, we were all like, all right, this isn't a montage.
No.
It's just the movie theater radio.
Why are they talking during the montage? Right.
It was one of the great memories of my whole entire life.
That sounds fucking awesome.
It was the perfect way to see the Garfield movie in a movie theater.
I can't remember what it was. I've only been in one movie theater where things went wrong and they had to give you your money back. Well, but I can't remember what it was that went wrong. It's too bad.
It doesn't happen much.
Yeah. Never had that? Did you ever sneak into movies? We talked about the other day.
One time.
I never
snuck into movies, no. One time I went to see a movie, my worst movie experience. I went with my one friend. We were in sixth grade. We went with these two girls that I was, like, talking to on Instant Messenger. And I knew them. They were, like, classmates, you know? And I was like, sweet, we're, like, going out with some chicks, you know?
Yeah.
And we went. And I don't know what happened, but, you know, 12-year-old me just froze. I didn't say a word the entire night. It was so awkward riding with other people's parents that you didn't really know.
And oh, yeah.
I just locked up. It hadn't happened since. I completely fell apart. I had nothing to say. It was so awkward.
As evidenced by regular
episodes. Watched the movie. The movie was god-awful. I think we sat, like, not even together. It was like a dumbest
socially
thing.
Distanced.
Yeah, socially distanced. And then we walked out into the theater. And then we weren't saying anything at all, and we were just standing there, and we were clearly, everyone had to be thinking, this group of four people don't click. This is awkward. And then a stream of like 14 of our friends come into the theater, and they're all having tons of fun.
Oh, no.
And we were like off in our group, and it was kind of like everyone was like, do we just go over there and like act like we're in school now, and this was a failed effort? And it was like,
Yeah.
It was so painfully
revert.
Yeah. It was so painfully awkward. I don't know why that just read. It's one of those memories that you have where you look back and you're just like, I wish that didn't happen 28 years ago.
I got jokes now.
Yeah.
That's not even a joke, dude. This is therapy.
No, yeah.
Yours are fucking hilarious.
Your therapy, not your jokes.
I think the worst thing. Yeah. My therapist laughs at me. I think the worst movie theater experience I had, maybe not the worst, but the most annoying, is Monty Python's Life of Brian was playing at the Row House
in
town maybe a couple of years ago.
Local small joint.
Yeah, and a really great little movie theater. Play weird movies. I'm good for now. And then... my friend, I've seen that movie like I've probably seen Holy Grail 100 times. I've seen Life of Brian 50 times. I basically memorized that movie. So then my friend was like, I've never seen Life of Brian. I was like, oh my God, it's genius. You know, whenever you can share something that you basically memorize with someone, it's an amazing opportunity.
As long as you're not the talker during the movie guy.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, it's not Holy Grail. It's Life of Brian. Yeah. Life of Brian is a little more like weird, a little...
Have you seen Life of Brian, Stooge?
No,
there's this guy named Brian. It's Monty Python. He's born the exact same day as Jesus. Yeah. So a lot of the people that were looking for Jesus accidentally find Brian instead. It's pretty funny.
Like they're one of the great scenes is like they see Jesus doing Sermon on the Mount and they're a little too far behind, and so like his mother is like, "Speak up, I can't even hear you." Blessed are the weak? No, blessed are the meek. One of the great movies ever. So I was like, this is a great movie. I love this movie. I took my friend to see it. Some fucking Monty Python fan was laughing really hard like throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
So like nobody else was laughing. It's like if you got like that big annoying laugh, you know what I mean? But in Life of Brian, it's great. I love it. It's one of the best comedies of all time. I don't really laugh that much. You know what I mean? It's not like it's hysterical. Subtle. It's like it's subtle. Just good.
Yeah, it's good observation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like there's parts when you laugh, it's like magical.
I really envy those guys who are doing comedy in a period where you worked on it for like 6 months, used your intuition, and then released it rather than just like had immediate feedback for everything, which is what we have. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
I mean, you can still make a movie.
You can. Well, yeah. You can, but we have so much influence from our immediate feedback that we're not able to just create what we would have created.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
It's like people are nervous to just go all the way with something.
Yeah, people are super nervous.
How does this sound to you?
They're not like, oh, that's hilarious. Let's do that. They're like, I did a joke like that on Twitter 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it got fucking lit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you can like explore ideas for like just going on a monologue, which I don't know if it's good. Like you watch like Lenny Bruce or whatever. Like you guys like Lenny Bruce?
I don't know about him.
I don't. Very little. Just...
I like, you know, I saw that movie. Who played him and nailed him? Wasn't it Pacino?
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, we get those. I get them confused every time. I always take a Pacino for Midnight Cowboy too, and I get them all backwards. It's fucking Hoffman.
That would have been good.
Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, we would have done all right. He had just come off Dog Day Afternoon, and it would have kind of played
Pacino
well.
Probably could do Dustin Hoffman better than Dustin Hoffman could do Pacino.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, one's a top, one's a bottom. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. They fucked or on two that bottoms.
Oh, two shit. Tops? No, yeah. The four tops.
The four tops.
I get it.
Who are the four bottoms? Are we the four bottoms? Huh. We were trying to sing
acapella. That's hilarious, dude, because we could be the white guys and we're the four bottoms. It's the opposite, right? It's opposite. It's like it's like if you took a picture and looked at the negative image.
Yeah.
With the four bottoms. I don't know.
Oh, what a night.
I don't know why that tickles me. I don't know. What?
I don't get it.
Oh okay.
I'm sorry.
The four
bottoms. We're the group that gets, you know,
bottom?
Takes the dogs.
Cool, guys.
Trevor needs a lot of things spelled out.
Well, I don't get what I don't get is you were like, because we're white?
No, the four tops were all four, obviously, black men.
Oh, the so, four tops. I didn't know that. I think they're white guys. I was like, why are we... Are they? Yeah.
I think they're white guys.
I don't
the four know. Tops?
Yeah.
I didn't know what? Who they are were they? Until 2 seconds ago, so. And I missed the this four whole tops. Thing.
No, you know...
Now, you're full of beans.
I might be thinking you're of the full four of seasons.
The four tops.
I'm thinking of the four seasons.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you
idiot.
Are.
Four tops are
an American vocal quartet from Detroit, Michigan,
yeah,
who
black.
Helped to define the city's
motto. You don't need to wait for that. I googled it. They're very black. They look sharp, too, these guys.
Yeah.
Look at these.
What's
here's
that?
A picture and of they them
would
older.
And obviously, their record sales would dominate our record sales because we're the four bottoms.
Yeah, well, we could accept
not that. 1960, my man. They would probably call us the king of tops as bottoms.
What is a four top song? What's a four top song?
Nobody cares. No, it's from 1967. Nobody cares. It
was their
bigot. No, I'm making that up too. Got him twice. Yeah. Gotcha. No. Can't help myself, babe. I need your loving. Got to have all your loving, baby. some shit that would be in is you're panning over with an overhead shot in like a Bronx Tale or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just says Babe, I Need Your Love, and I'm assuming that's the song.
It's Loco and Acapulco.
Oh, there it is.
Ask the Lonely when All she right. was my girl. I want to know if I had it right, if that's Need Your Loving.
You guys ever listen to like Eddie Money?
Yeah, I'm not an asshole.
Give me your favorite.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Give me your favorite Eddie Money song because I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I just listened to him for like the first time today.
Who's you that? Look like someone What's who would song? Love what? The name Eddie Money. Eddie
you
Money?
Just found like, Eddie Money?
Well, I heard that like.
Yo, you know Aaron at the Parkway loves him.
It's like, did he die?
Yeah, you've seen him like five times.
He died like recently.
You know Eddie Money, dog.
What's his song?
He has a song called Take Me Home Tonight. And I played it. It was really good.
Take Me Home Tonight is a great song.
It's too good of a song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Oh, Take Me Home
That's
Tonight.
That's a great name, yeah. Eddie Money.
You never heard this stuff before?
Yeah, I know.
I've listened to like 80s rock, but I just found out. Well, I heard that he died, and I didn't know the song.
It's unbelievable.
This is good. I know. I was getting into it.
I'm so jealous that you just found out about Eddie Money now. You are in for a treat. You are in for a treat for the next 30 years of your life, dude. That's now you know who Eddie Money is. So when you're drunk at the bar and this song comes on, you get to grab a stranger and sing it at the top of your lungs.
That's my favorite thing about the past is there's so much more of it that you can discover the past. It's very hard to discover the present.
He's an interesting
thought. In the future.
He's like the crazy town of the
80s. Yeah.
Dude. That's an interesting he's thought like, you he's had, got that
one He's song. Like the POD of Eddie Money.
Kind of.
Yeah. I don't know. I lost it. But either way.
I lost it. Me too, Betty. Me too.
He's the man, dude. Ed Money will fuck your wife.
I know the
from
one song.
Posthumously.
I bet Eddie
from
Money.
The grave, he'll fuck your wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's that weird
After
thing.
Wrestling
that's what
match.
Posthumously means.
That's hard to do with. That's probably easier to do with music than it is with comedy, I guess, right? Like, have the one song.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then you play your one song.
Yeah, I would agree,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah,
Eddie Money has multiple covers. Hits. I don't know if you've never had Two Tickets to Paradise, but it's
That's
a fucking
one.
Experience yeah. in itself. Yeah, dude, that man's a big dick swinger. Man. That dude, I'm telling you, he will fuck your wife. Hold on, let's just Eddie Money's greatest hits. Let's take, a, just take a gander. It would be. I'd love it. yeah. I'd scream at her if she said no.
So he's like,
do you know how biggest... big this could have been for me?
So he's biggest in the 70s is when he was the biggest.
Two Tickets to Paradise, Take Me Home Tonight, Shaking. I don't even know.
Probably,
oh. Oh, 70s, I want to go 80s. Back.
Yeah.
I want to go back.
Shaking.
I think I'm in love. You know that one? Yeah, you do.
Shaking her finger.
I think I'm in love. I'm fucking.
All right.
Yeah, eat my
That's ball. Enough no, Eddie gonna, Money for one
you
day.
You can never have enough Eddie Money, dog.
We're on an Eddie Money.
That's the last words many dude. People. Many people here.
That's true.
You That's can never have enough.
Some of the
money.
Most famous last words. A lot yeah. of soldiers in World War II were saying that. Actually,
last words are gnarly.
That's what
dude.
That war was about.
you can go to like Reddit and read like creepy last word stories. There's some weird ones where they'll just be like
about like George Washington,
Kirk Douglas, fuck me or something. You know, like weird things get said. Oreo cereal. You know,
yeah,
just something weird are your last words.
Yeah, well, that's
who knows
like,
what that is.
What do you think your last words?
Mine?
Have you thought about?
Yeah, why don't we all give
about?
Our last?
No, I'm gonna
words,
improv them.
And
I'm gonna
be the last.
I'm
words.
Gonna improv them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have anything rehearsed. Whatever comes out.
I think it's gonna be like, fuck this. Well, oh man.
It'll probably yeah. just. It'll probably.
Father
be...
Abraham had many sons.
What? I think some.
I think I would go. Did you see it?
Yeah.
And then people will be like.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like one last, God damn it, I missed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you could pull one off on your friend.
Mine would probably yeah, be just, it would just sick. Be good.
Check good. Out Stoochcast.
Yeah. plug the pod. I haven't released one in like a month. I just haven't had,
you haven't
it's
had
a
time.
Lull. It's a lull. Oh, I've had plenty of time.
Yeah, you're just
fucking, the energy isn't there.
Yeah, I hear you, dude. Yeah.
We're not taking a break, hiatus. We have 100 and some episodes.
Andy Stoochel, unable to release.
That yeah, is we're incredible that you've... like made that many.
How
that
many have you
it
made?
Didn't, it didn't
this,
take
you wrapped
much.
Them up at the beginning, yeah.
How many did you make?
I've made like 100 over like
Dude,
130
that's
of
fucking
them.
Phenomenal.
I just press play and go, it. And then just send it. Yeah, you just send it.
Can I ask you something personal?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you, when you hear about a mass shooting, do you ever, for just a brief moment, think he only got 4? You know what I mean? Like, if you're like, he was in a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Do you, like, think, like, I would never do that, but if I decided to, I could do better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, thank you. It's on a dark thought.
Well, eventually you hear about him so many times. You're about so many mass shootings.
You've always wanted to ask him that.
Eventually you gotta go.
But that's the funny thing, though, is you think about it. You're like, I could do better than that, you know?
Yeah,
but none of us have ever been there. We're really Monday morning quarterbacking this.
That's a good point, dude. That's a real pressure kicks in. You're looking at all these kids. You're like, oh, he's so much cooler than me, and he dates Kathleen. She's so hot. And you're like, oh, you choke, and you don't gun him down.
Well,
like
you imagine
like you planned on.
You imagine it like you're a video game. These people, they're way smarter than video games.
They know
they're
how to get out of the way. They know how to get out of the way.
They got exactly
that will to live.
So have you ever hit a heavy bag
a
bunch and then actually fight a person? Like, you're like, oh, they have arms, they can defend themselves. This is not what I practiced for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're not exactly fish in a barrel, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was Trevor's question. My question to you is, who's your favorite guest on the Stoochcast?
I've had a few. It's been a few good ones.
Do you want to kill him?
No.
There's that
I've
one
had this
with
guy,
Eddie
I've
Money.
Had a friend, I've had a friend of mine. Caleb Llewellyn was on there. That was a pretty good one.
Carl Malone,
yeah, eventually.
Caleb.
Caleb Llewellyn.
Look it up. Stoochcast on all available platforms.
It's a classic. It's a pretty classic episode. Yeah. I've good reviews. People told me this is good.
Nice,
they like
this one.
Caleb said,
tune into episode compared, what number is it?
Compared to what you put
it's
out.
Episode probably like in the 30s, 40s.
Let's look in the 30s for what's her name?
Caleb Llewellyn.
You're going to want to check that one out, and it'll give you a taste, and you won't be able to let go, dude. You're going to be like a goddamn Doberman when you taste blood.
It's like acid when you listen to this podcast.
Oh,
it's like
really?
Hitting acid for the first time.
I've done acid. I've been on the show. I don't think that – we got to pick something else. I don't know if that's what it's not exactly like that, yeah. It's fun. It's like going down a slide at a community park.
Yeah.
All right.
Eight
roller
coasters. Let's put a button on this, guys.
Why? You got shit to do?
Yeah, we got to go build a deck.
We got to go build a deck.
I agreed to go build a deck. You also agreed, but if you don't want to keep your word, that's fine.
I did not agree. I mentioned it.
We were all having fun Friday night, and you said you would.
Yeah, well, I'm drunk. Dude, if I say we're going to golfing, then we're not.
Isn't that when all the deals are made?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Friday night drunk at the bar.
I ain't telling you how to live your life. I'm just saying.
I guess I'll have to call him. Fuck, dude. I drank too many beers and got stoned. I don't want to go build a deck, but maybe I do. Fuck it.
Yeah, well, you're bad at this. That's no...
Bad at podcasting or building decks?
No, drinking and smoking.
Oh, drinking and smoking. Yeah.
You can
do those other things. You're just hammered.
You just got to learn to regulate the other part, yeah.
I am.
Where'd you get your deck materials from?
We stole them off a Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah.
Lowe's?
Some
Depot.
Yeah, well, we ain't got them store.
No, a friend of mine decked me. So
he decked you out.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's cool.
No, I
had a big old deck.
Big deck.
All right, I had a whole table on
Jared,
it.
Jared, what is this shirt you're wearing?
It's pathetic.
It's a cut copy. It's an Australian outfit from like the 2008 or something like that. They got a ton of good albums.
All right, copy Zonoscope. Is the name of this album.
Yeah, Need You Now is one of the great songs of all time.
Copy.
Yeah.
Great songs of all time?
Yeah,
even better
for real.
Even better than an Eddie Money song.
Of course not.
Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? Get your shit together, all right?
Eddie Money is the king of...
he's the king of
comedy. King of comedy. And Denmark.
Yep.
King of names.
He was knighted.
All right, Austin, you got anything to say?
Adam.
I don't care, man.
Adam,
wow, thanks a lot, dude. That's cool. Makes me
thanks
feel
for
good.
Joining us. I makes like to party.
It was great. It was great.
Hanging out. Really good,
and we're going to be having No, I can't say that. Thank you for coming.
Well, yeah, guys, thanks. Trevor did okay.
I did spectacular, dude.
Hell yeah, man.
That was the goddamn best thing you've ever heard.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, I nailed it.
All right. I feel like we're getting a little better at taking turns, which isn't always necessary. I mean, I don't want too many rules, you know what I mean? But I do want everybody to have a chance to be creative. Anyway, I think we're getting better, guys. I mean, we're only at episode 958 BC. Can you imagine when we're in the AD era? We'll see. Today on the pod, Andy brought up that he had just gotten into Eddie Money. And as I've said before, that's what's so great about music and history. As there's always so much more past than present, right? So there's a lot more to find. And Eddie Money is money. So today, he's our featured artist. I want to encourage you guys to... I'm gonna skip back, I guess, here. I want to encourage you guys to tune in next week for a very special episode, Living with COVID. Dun, dun, dun. I think I'm going to call it COVID Habitating. Anyway, my sister-in-law actually had COVID. And her two children, and her husband lived together in the same house throughout the ordeal. It's quite the tale. So if you want to hear a legit first-hand account, beginning to end, having COVID, tune in next week. But until then, you're going to have to feel the money. The Eddie Money. Nothing like some oldies. It's a hunger, trying to keep a man awake at night. Are you the answer? I sure wonder. But I feel with my appetite. With all the power you're releasing, it isn't safe to walk the city streets alone. Anticipations run through me. Let's find a key and turn this engine on. He's asking for consent. It's still relevant. Welcome to Bucky's.